Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Just Me, You and Us. I am your virtual best friend, Princess T, and I'm happy to welcome you to this beautiful podcast and to this new and exciting episode. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. Today we'll be talking on the lessons that I've learned about life in general. This is the last installment of the three-part series where I was talking about the lessons that I've learned over the past 25 years of my life. But before I get to those lessons, it's a new month of blessings, a festive month. It's December. It's the final month of the year, and I believe it's such a blessing for us to be present in this moment. These last couple of years have been testing and trying and difficult. So I think we can appreciate being present at this moment. And truly my wish for you is that this month can bring a lot of joy and happiness to you and to your family. I am so excited about the future. I'm excited about what this new year is about to bring, and I hope you are too. And I know that most of us at the beginning of every year have goals that we set for ourselves, New Year's resolutions, they call them. And I guess this is around the time where you look back and you see and you try to tick off, did I achieve this? Did this work out? Am I past this goal? And all those other things. But sometimes life does not always go according to our plan. And sometimes you won't be able to tick off some of the things that you wrote as things that you wanted to achieve. And I just want you to remember that things that happened in the past are just a point of reference, right? They are not your destination. Fine, you wrote all those things that you wanted to achieve, and maybe you didn't achieve them, but now it's time to move on. It's time to give yourself an opportunity to start again and not to dwell in the past. So don't stress about the could have, you know? If it should have happened, it would have happened. Trust me. So use this time to just relax, enjoy, be grateful for everything that you were able to achieve. Be grateful for those ticks that you have on those goals and resolutions, and move forward. Choose to move forward and be better. There's still another chance. There's still another opportunity. You woke up this morning, so there's still hope. And you create better for yourself by being better yourself. So it's just my message for you to enjoy this festive season with you and your family. So now let's go into the lessons that I've learned about life in general in these past 25 years of my life. And the first lesson that I have learned is that in relation to what I just said now about not reaching your goals and sometimes not achieving what you planned for yourself, the first lesson that I've learned is that in life you will encounter some setbacks, right? Sometimes things don't always go according to plan. You could be a master planner and then one thing could go wrong. And that is because we don't have control over everything, and it's okay to have setbacks in life. They are part of life, but it's never a reason to give up. The second lesson that I've learned about life is that give yourself the opportunity, give yourself the joy of enjoying every moment of your life. I read somewhere that time is like a river, right? You cannot touch the same water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. Time is like a river. Time is moving, and you need to allow yourself to move with the time, but also don't be so focused on little moments where things didn't go wrong. Rather, take the opportunity to enjoy every moment that you have in your life. And by allowing yourself to enjoy every moment, you avoid having regrets, right? You avoid doing regrets because you're always doing things that make you happy and things that you truly enjoy. So enjoy every moment so that you don't ever have to look back with regret, but you can always look forward with hope. And that's another lesson that I've learned. The third lesson that I've learned about life in general is that it's a bad day, it's not a bad life. A few bad chapters don't determine the whole story, right? There's always better for you in the future. It's true, it's hard to see how a situation so bad could work out for your good, but there's always better in the future. Some of the most beautiful things in life, or some of the things that we have in life, come from changes or mistakes. They come from things not working out. They come from bad days. And that's something that I've learned, that it's not a bad life, it's simply a bad day. Now, moving on to the next lesson that I've learned about life is that life is not perfect. In as much as we can try to make it look perfect, try to carve it out perfectly for our convenience, life is not perfect. And you are allowed to be both a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. So never try to inflict unnecessary pressure on yourself to always be perfect, to always get things right, to always do the right things, to not make mistakes, because you give yourself so much pressure, and when you fail, you feel like it's all over. And it's mostly important to remember that failure is not final. Mistakes are normal, and you don't always have it figured out, because life is really not perfect. So make sure that you approach life with a positive attitude, because attitude is really everything. There's a famous saying that says that your attitude determines your altitude, and it's true. How high you go is based on how it's based on your perspective, it's based on how you see life. So make sure that you always approach life with a positive and open mind. Another lesson that I've learned about life is that you need to be able to stay patient and trust your journey, okay? Things don't just happen. Sometimes you have visions, you have goals that you've written for yourself, and you don't achieve them in the time frame that you have set out for yourself. And that's because things take time, you know. They don't lie when they say that good things take time. Everything is a process. Rome was not built in one day. So you need to allow yourself to be patient and trust your journey. And also, don't try to copy or imitate someone else's journey, because your journey can never be identical with that of someone else's. And there's a powerful statement that made reference to being patient and trusting your journey. And it says that don't let someone else's harvest make you eat your seed, right? Don't let someone achieving their goals make you feel like your dream is not big enough, make you look down on your vision, make you look down on your goals. Rather celebrate someone else's success, because that is a sign that yours is on the way too. So stay patient and trust your journey. And the final lesson that I've learned about life is that very little is needed to make a happy life. this lesson took me time because I always imagined that in order for you to be happy in life, you had to have so many things. You have to have accumulated a lot of things that will all contribute to giving you a happy life. But that is not true. Happiness starts within ourselves, and we have everything. We have all we need to make ourselves or to create a happy life for ourselves. And it all starts in the way that we think, right? I referred to the power of your thoughts in the previous episode, and creating a happy life for yourself is all about you understanding what happiness looks like for you. So that's what I've learned about life, that very little is needed to make a happy life. You have everything within yourself to have a happy life. And that's it from me. These are the few lessons that I've learned about life in general. I hope that you have resonated with a lot of lessons that I've spoken about over this three-part series. And you might be looking at your own life and thinking, man, I haven't been in touch with all these lessons. I haven't applied these lessons in my life. And you probably might have not always had the right or the best perspective on life. But I hope that through these lessons, you can start to direct your life into the path that you feel will be success to you. So I hope that these lessons have impacted you positively, and you're able to look back on your life and see the different changes, the different adjustments that you can make for yourself to create a better life for yourself. And I'll leave you with a quote by C.S. Lewis, which says that you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Where you are right now is perfect for you to create the best life that you envision for yourself. And me, this is the final episode of the year. I hope that you enjoy the remaining days of this year and you're excited for the new year, excited for the new beginning. I would also like to show my appreciation for the support that you have shown this podcast. It really means a lot to me. I truly appreciate it. I don't take it for granted. And I'm so excited for the new year. I'm excited for everything that will be of this podcast in the next months to come. So thank you so much to all the listeners. Please don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to share, to like, and to also follow this page on, and also follow this podcast on our Instagram page, which is at @just_you_me_and_us. Also, don't forget to follow the website, and thank you so much. I cannot express my gratitude enough. I am grateful and I appreciate each and every one of you. And that is it from me, your virtual best friend, Princess T, signing out.